The Big O Plain Reservoir is lined with upscale homes, marinas, bait shops, campgrounds, and now thousands of dead fish. Tim Garrigan is the president of the local citizens organization.
It's going to be terrible. I mean, I went down on Saturday to look at the park, and it's just, oh, it's just sad. They're just belly up everywhere. Three big muskies, it was just awful. I can't imagine what the smell is going to be like.
The DNR estimates that 70 to 80% of hundreds of thousands of fish have been killed by low oxygen levels caused by an aging aeration system and agricultural runoff that includes manure. Garrigan says the toxic mix has been aggravated by low water levels.
We now have high phosphorus, high E. coli, high nitrogen levels. This water then is really polluted. What we're asking for is more water. From the old saying that you learn in school, the solution to pollution is dilution.
Contributing to the low levels, periodic drawdowns by Wisconsin Valley Improvement, which operates the local hydroelectric dam. Garrigan says the water is so low that there isn't even a lake anymore at the end of his pier.
It's nothing but sand. Sand stumps, the sand turns into the mud, the muck then turns into a little creek that runs, oh, maybe 20 feet.
And for that, Tim Garrigan and other homeowners have paid a premium and been assessed for waterfront property. The DNR is looking at solutions, but it may be too late to save the Eau Plaine's fish and the recreation business that depends on them. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.